This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 200,000 Coloradans have not cashed their Tabor checks, even though they've already been mailed out. CPR's Paulo Chalceda told Colorado Matters how he discovered his own refund was stolen.
I checked with the Department of Revenue and gave them my name, social security number, and my date of birth, and they were able to tell me my check was deposited back in August.
To find out the status of your Tabor refund, you can call 303-951-4996 to reach the Department of Revenue. Passengers flocked to RTD's buses and trains during a month of free rides. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has a look at the data.
There were 6.3 million boardings on RTD's vehicles in August. That's a million more than the month before and 1.5 million over August 2021. It's the highest number since before the pandemic started. The state-sponsored free fare program was part of a push to limit air pollution. The state's air was better in summer 2022 versus the year before, but state health officials say that was due to less wildfire smoke and more favorable wind patterns. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Fresh-caught Coconese salmon are up for grabs at state hatcheries in southwest Colorado. Parks and wildlife biologists are giving away the fish for free as part of an annual spawning effort. Giveaways in Gunnison start today and repeat every Friday through the first week of November. You can also get salmon at hatcheries in Durango and Dolores once a week starting in early November. There are more guidelines posted on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 10:06.